Good afternoon. Good afternoon. I came on because I really feel like I have some things that I want to say. And I think this would be the best way to do it, since you cannot see, but you can listen. So, how's everyone doing? Welcome to the Diasen Show. Welcome to Get In Line. What are you having to get in line with today? Me personally, I've had to get in line with myself today. Yesterday, I had a very high level of anxiety that caused some physical symptoms and emotional, and I was beside myself. I didn't know where it came from, but I knew what triggered it, and I made a very smart decision to take a Monday off of work and actually call it a mental health day. So how many of us are using mental health days? How many of us are requesting a mental health day? How many of us are embarrassed, right, or shamed to call for a mental health day? So that's what I did. I did it. I didn't care about judgment. I contemplated, I decided, and I executed it. And it was the best thing I could have done for myself yesterday. I literally couldn't find the air to breathe all day. My chest was that tight. I was clammy. I was nauseous. I didn't have an appetite. I would cry here and there. I felt sad. I felt anxious. I felt guilty for feeling that way. Feeling blessed at the same time. It's just crazy. And I did what I had to do for me to feel good throughout the day, no matter what it was. No matter if it was the park, no matter if it was sitting in the sun, no matter if it was meeting up with a friend for breakfast, no matter if it was crying on someone's shoulder, no matter if it was crying by myself, no matter if I called, you know, call your mom, have some company maybe, just go with the flow and see what happens. And I got through the day. And I just actually, for the first time, I can honestly say I didn't look for a distraction. I didn't look for something to mask it. I didn't go to any type of vice that I have to indulge. I actually wanted to sit in it. I actually wanted to sit in how I felt so it can pass. And I could say, whoa, I got out of that one. Instead of masking it and not knowing what this feels like or how to get better at it. And throughout my day, I was thinking throughout the day, is this person okay to be in my space right now? Am I okay to be in that person's space? Should I be alone? Should I be home? Should I be in the bed? Should I be outside? Should I ride bike? Should I go to the... What do I do? You think about these things. All in the midst of praying, all in the midst of praying, asking God, what is the next step? Like, I need it a little more clear because I hear things and things are like nudging at me, but I'm not really sure if that's him speaking or if it's me. And that's the most challenging thing about having faith, right? You know, hearing how to figure stuff out. And how to trust in a divine spirit. So today I'm feeling better, but I have to admit I still have some residue. I have anxiety every single day. But for the individuals that have anxiety, understand that there's different levels to our anxiety a day. Some days it's manageable, some days it's very little, some days it's very high, some days it's not even manageable. Sometimes it just comes and goes. You know, yesterday I thought it would come and go. It's actually stayed till 5 o'clock this morning. But I still allowed myself to enjoy the day in my own choice of environment. So guys, it's not a huge deal if you need a mental day off, okay? You're actually supposed to get one once a month or something like that. They don't even talk to you about that. But if you ever go to an employer, and that is a conversation, that is fucking dope. Anybody that would hire you and say, and we also honor mental health days, that is dope. You heard? So I just want to share that with you. Be vulnerable, you know. As shitty as I felt, I got on my IG live. I'm here with you guys now, expressing, just trying to let everyone know that someone's going through something. And maybe you and I are going through the same thing. You feel alone and you're not alone. It's confusing out here. I'm from New York City, the Bronx, the borough of the Bronx. And where I live is beautiful and I love the way I live. I love my borough. But it ain't it. It's not it. New York is not it for me. Maybe for you, but not for me. And, you know, as you get older, you start thinking about how you really want to live your life. And that brings on a lot of anxiety because a lot of us don't know how to get it. A lot of us don't trust how to get it. We don't trust the journey. We don't trust the process. We're impatient. We're doubtful. You know, it is what it is. But that was my get in line for today. Getting myself in line. Checking myself out. Checking in with myself. Today I woke up and I felt better and I felt a little back to myself. And I started thinking about all these things that I can do today. It's such a beautiful day in New York. It is literally a beautiful day in New York. It is November and I'm sitting in the sun with a tank top on and suntanning lotion because the sun is amazing. And I kept thinking, what should I do? Should I go out? Should I explore? Should I meet up? Should I stay home? Should I get in my bed? Should I clean the house? Should I work out? You know what I decided to do? Nothing. I decided to go with the day, go with my mood, and just go minute by minute. Because sometimes we put too much on ourselves. And we expect so much to be done. And then if it doesn't get done, we're feeling shameful and guilty because we didn't get shit done. And it's like, yo, you're human. Maybe today your mood is different from what it was yesterday. I've had to deal with that with myself too. I put all these plans together for my day off. And then the day off comes and it's like, I really don't want to do any of that. I don't want to do anything. And then I feel unproductive. But while I'm not doing anything, I'm still being productive because I'm either still out, sitting in the sun, doing a workout. But it's just not everything I wanted to do. Not all the time are you going to feel productive. Not all the time are you going to want to do stuff. And yeah, this COVID kind of made us a little laid back. And now everything is moving. Everything is moving. Hear that? Everything is moving. And we're kind of, there's a lot of us that are still like kind of still. Because it's something that we kind of like adapted to. And it's kind of now like, yo, this is kind of the life, you know, like it ain't the life about COVID, but like to be home and doing what you got to do and it's calmer. It's like, okay, this maybe can work. And then some people just like the hustle and bustle, but that I hustle and bustle for what I love to do. If it makes sense to me, I hustle and bustle. And sometimes it don't make sense and you still got to hustle and bustle. Trust the process, right? It is what it is. That's my thought on Tuesday, November 9th at 12:23 p.m. at 64 degrees, November. All right, y'all, get in line. Peace out.